What's poppin', people? Part two, people. Who burped?
I didn't know my mic was on. Gross. I apologize.
Just went to mic's up. And
I apologize.
Just about to spit it out, and there it was. There it was.
Well, I can't see. You know, it's funny. All those years when you ran the board, I could see the board. I can't see it from where I sit, so it's really...
It is weird.
It's just different. You know, I'm so used to... You would know when sound would be fired, and... fall, it's just a different setup.
I'm surprised how well things have adjusted in light of that.
Does it drive you nuts not being able to run the board?
Sometimes.
I would think
not
you
really.
Would hate it.
I'm kind of in between, actually. I think I'd rather run the board.
Yeah.
But it's not the way it's set up.
It's not your traditional broadcasting.
No.
Soundboard.
So, I mean, Jay's on top of it. It sounds good.
I loved when doing the morning show with Sean and Tom. I loved running the board. I don't know why.
Oh, at 105.1.
Yeah, 105.1, yeah, with Legion and Maz.
Because there wasn't another chair for you to sit in.
Probably. It was my only way to get back in there. It's like, you don't have to hire someone to run the board. I'll just do it.
Hey, today's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah.
It's funny how...
75. It's a huge anniversary, too.
I know. And sometimes I'm a little... taken aback by what a big deal it's not, because it really isn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think that once again, C75 is why.
And some of these guys are still alive, 94, 95 years old.
Yeah,
unbelievable. And the stories.
I could just read story after story after story about these guys.
I do too. And to imagine being attacked like that, you know, in Hawaii.
Yep.
It's just it's incredible. And I read quite a book about FDR. Because I told you about having these holes in my education. I think I still haven't filled in second to fifth grade. I'd really like to retake them.
Hey, you didn't know kangaroos could box.
No, I didn't know that. I should have known that. But I was kind of filling in my blanks on World War II and FDR, which is so big, by reading an FDR book, which really covers all of it.
Yeah.
And the World War II stuff, I don't know if we discussed this in history class, because I started paying attention around freshman year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking, oh, I guess I better get good grades or I won't be able to go to college. So I sort of shaped up. But I don't remember the discussion so much about World War II where, you know, we were involved in Lend-Lease, sending whatever Britain needed.
Yeah, a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of stuff. And really dragging us into the war, essentially. But at the same time...
Sold some Jeeps to Russia, too.
Yeah, it was Russia. Our Air Force was so weak that FDR felt that if we were in the war... Germany was so superior to us, we'd get our ass handed to us, and we needed time to build up our Air Force.
Well, we were big, what's the right word? What's Switzerland always called?
Neutral?
Oh.
Not neutral, but...
there's a term for it.
In World War II, it totally changed. It begins with an A for some reason, doesn't it? I don't know. But anyway, we just were insular to ourselves and what we were doing and weren't very obsessed with foreign affairs until...
But we knew more or less that we were going to get dragged into it, and we were just really fighting the clock, getting those factories churning out those planes, and
because we were so far behind,
exactly,
yeah,
and we were starting
isolationists,
to get caught up. Yeah,
that's what we were. Thank you.
Starts with an A.
Shut up, small hand.
You don't spell isolationist with an A. So
low blow.
I know. Sorry.
I think that. Some people even suspected that FDR, that they knew this was coming, and that they thought, well, we almost need something like that to get us into this thing in the way we need to be into it, which is really fucked up when you think about it. Wait, what do you mean we knew, or we thought we knew, or he had an idea? How could you have any clue that was coming and not do something about it?
Well, it's like loose change.
Loose change?
Yeah, 9/11 being an inside job so we could start a war.
God.
What?
Ugh.
So did FDR know?
I don't know. They more or less left this that sort of there's for you no, to interpret.
There's no way.
But there were a number of people that suggested that he knew, and he was bound and determined that that might be the kick in the ass we needed.
Doesn't that sound like a conspiracy theory on par with 9/11?
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's quite that big. Because
9/11, we did it to ourselves. This would be... knowing an attack was coming.
But we were, you know, at the point that we sort of knew we were going to have to get involved in this, we did know we were not in shape to be in this war, and we did have to build up. And we did get, I mean, all those factories in Detroit that were turned into war factories before we were ever in the damn thing.
Arsenal of democracy.
But then December 7th, 1941, that changed everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be attacked, as well, it is a lot like 9/11 in a way. I mean, just to be attacked on, we're just not used to that.
On our soil.
Doesn't happen. So, yeah, we were in.
Remember the true story of Rafe, what was his last name? I was trying to look for it.
I was thinking the same thing because I was thinking
Ben Affleck's movie, Pearl Harbor.
FDR standing up. And I don't think he did that.
No, he was in a wheelchair.
He couldn't stand up.
That was a terrible movie.
He and Floyd from Andy Griffith, neither one of them. And stand up.
Oh, that's right. That's really, isn't that really amazing though that they
that
never,
the media never busted him?
No, never didn't care.
It's incredible.
Have you ever been to his memorial? And why am I asking this? At his memorial in D.C., the one of the statues is him in the chair, and the family wanted it that way.
Well, I mean, you'd be kind of lying if you showed him standing up, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
kind of, sort of.
Polio, right?
Rafe McCauley.
Rafe McCauley. Thank you.
Yeah. Jay's got it up.
It's a true story, right?
But wait, who's his girlfriend in the movie?
Kate Beckinsale. Yeah.
Yeah, and she thought he was dead, so she started getting it on
with best friend.
Yeah,
was this who's played his best friend? Was that
Josh Hartnett?
Josh Hartnett. That's
right.
It
was way hotter, right? I mean, we can agree.
I guess so. Yeah,
hotter.
I suppose.
Those eyes.
But then what happened? I forgot what happened when Affleck came back to life.
Came back to life.
Did she start boning Affleck again?
No. She shot Affleck down and said, I'm sorry, but I'm with Danny now.
But she never broke up with Affleck.
I know, but then, spoiler
it's like
alert.
Like Tom Hanks in...
But then, spoiler lost. Alert, Danny.
In what's the movie? Lost.
Passes.
Or Castaway.
Castaway.
Yeah.
But then conveniently, Danny passes, and so she can hook back up with... Woo! With Affleck again.
Remember, Danny...
So she just gets an extra dick out of the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, she got knocked up by the one guy, too.
Yeah.
Who's got hotter jeans.
But
bonus,
trust me,
baby.
Trust me, Raph, he raised that like it was his own
like
son.
His own, because Danny told him to.
And then he lived the rest of his life crap dusting.
The movie really has nothing to do with Pearl Harbor, does it?
What happened to Hartness? What happened to his character?
He died.
Of what? In the war?
Pearl Harbor.
No, he died when
Didn't
they
he
did
die in Pearl Harbor?
No, they did like a revenge raid on Japan, and they got shot down, and he perished.
But before he was dead, he was able to call him and tell him, raise him like my like your own.
Yeah. They were there together. Call him.
Oh, they were there together?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fake.
Sent a war pigeon.
Well, that's a Michael Bay film, just like Transformers.
Ah, yes.
Have you seen the new trailer for Transformers?
With the Silver Dome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see that.
Jay, wasn't I getting off when they were showing it during Monday Night Football? I made Jay crank it. I was getting off. I didn't know that was the Silver Dome because there's a fake city behind it.
Oh, I got to see this.
Yeah, it's pretty...
So they're not using it in terms of actually being the Silver
Dome. No, it's a shithole. They're using it as a shithole, which is why they filmed
it. Right, but they're not acting like it became a shithole the way it became a shithole, right?
No. For municipal
just lack of interest.
So they showed up and said, what do we got to do to this dilapidated building? And they said, nothing!
Are you guys excited about this movie?
Yes.
You know, after the second or third Transformer, I haven't really kept on.
It's my favorite toy when I was a kid, so why wouldn't I want to see a movie about it for the ninth time?
I just have not caught Transformers Hero Fever yet.
I'm still mad that Bumblebee's not a VW bug anymore. They had to make him a badass Camaro or something.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, sweet. Drew, you're going to get Transformer Fever.
I'm ready.
Through the ages.
Whoa.
Without sacrifice.
That's Anthony Hopkins, isn't it?
There could be no victory.
Michael Bay.
Director of Michael Bay.
Oh, look at that! Whoa!
Damn aliens!
One flesh. One metal.
Who is that?
That's Bumblebee.
That looks like Bumblebee.
Optimus Prime has left us.
No!
Optimus Prime is gone?
No,
why can't they just rebuild him?
Oh, he'll come back.
100 billion trillion planets in the cosmos. Do you want don't you? Why they keep coming here?
Wahlberg?
Why do they keep coming here?
I
want to stay. And I want to fight them.
Well, whatever, honey.
Now, two worlds colliding.
The operation is over.
We're not giving up, okay?
Those Transformer things are aliens?
They're aliens, yeah. The Decepticons, the Autobots.
Goddamn Decepticons took out the Silverdome.
Sons of bitches.
Fight!
Forgive me.
Whoa.
Optimus is bad. He's a bad guy now.
Looks like he took out Bumblebee.
My mind's blown up.
Transformers. The Last Night.
I bet you Wahlberg screams like Cruz in this movie. He goes,
I know this Transformer movies are really kind of silly and stupid, but it's that small child in me that play with those toys that gets off on them.
How can that be an action hero scream? That's unbelievable.
I actually kind of miss Shia LaBeouf in the Transformer movies. I thought he was good in those. Megan Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox. And her weird thumbs.
He's an artist
now. What's with her thumbs?
She's got thumbs that look like big toes. Just Google Megan Fox's thumbs.
No, I remember the whole thumb thing.
They look like a big toe. Like she got in an accident, Drew. That's what happened. And there was they didn't have any finger donors, but they found a big toe donor. And she said, "All right, just put that on."
Well, it's
you can still see the scar.
They're not having thumbs at all.
Yeah, no, I know. Except her thumb smells.
Her thumb smells.
Bigger thumbs than me.
She's all thumbs. Hey, speaking of hands, that reminds me. Between the podcasts 1 and 2, Brandon was talking about his hideous hands.
I didn't say hideous.
He did not say hideous.
Okay, small. But what's more hideous than having small hands?
You were talking about features people have that they don't like about.
Yeah,
themselves.
We're talking about the plastic surgery and
mentioned something that we've known you for a long time.
I had no idea Brandon had small hands. Yeah. They are small though.
They're tiny.
They're Trump
it
hands
sucks. You know, this was something when growing up, I always knew I had kind of smaller hands, but I didn't care. I couldn't change it, and you know, it's got pros. I can get my entire hand into a Pringles.
Dick
can
looks huge in them. Anybody's dick looks big in your hands.
I can untangle things really good. It takes less time for me to wash my hands.
Hold this. Let me see how big it looks.
Yeah, but there's things that really suck about it. I can't wield a battle axe or palm a basketball. I've always sucked with the guitar and stuff.
But played hockey. I mean, that didn't matter, right?
Yeah, looks it never really helped me back. They are tiny hands though, and I never cared. A few years back, there was the Burger King commercial where the guy was, I can't eat that Whopper because my hands are too small. And so I used that to my advantage and kind of made jokes about it, and people got a good kick out of it. But lately, this has really kind of kicked me in the ass because all the hate for Donald Trump having small hands. And he doesn't even have small fucking hands.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures. He's got,
and so now the media is just making fun of small hands over and over, and now I'm getting really self-conscious about it.
You think there'd be some shaming, it would be against shaming laws.
Yeah.
To shame people, even for small hands.
It's body shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being body shamed.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
And when Brandon was first saying that, I'm looking at his hands going, there's nothing wrong with his hands. And then he gave me his ring. Yeah, try this on. I put his ring. It would barely go over the top of my finger. His fingers are tiny.
Yeah, it sucks.
There's a hand and foot abnormality support group you can join here.
And Seth's thing is I also have kind of a deformity in a way because my fingers aren't straight. They're all bent and crooked.
So. What's that all about?
I don't know. You know, I had a doctor once. He was Indian. And he told me, this is a mutation. And
a mutation?
Yeah. And he said it really funny. And
you're a mutant.
Yeah. Why did he have a Russian accent?
Oh, I don't know. That was my shot at Dr. Patel. I don't know.
What a dick. Why would he say that?
I mean, I was a mutant. And yeah, every one of my fingers. It sucks because I never cared. But now that it's being shamed in the media, I feel like I'm a target.
You are.
It's funny. I want you to put your fingers inside my
if Trump said something about somebody else having small hands, people would, oh my God, did you hear that? He said someone had small hands. It'd be in commercials nonstop. But instead, he's the one with small hands, so it's like, ah, ha, ha, the whole country's laughing at him. Well, I didn't really notice. Are his hands really that small?
I think
small?
The joke is that his hands aren't terribly small, but the way the story went is that guy wrote an article, and Trump would, every time there was a picture of his hands, he would circle them and send the author of that article a picture of his hands. That's the story. That's why the small hands thing got huge.
And then John Oliver picked up on it.
What's a strange thing to say about someone?
Simpsons had a big joke about it.
They did?
Oh, they had a great joke about it where they put fake hands over his small hands to make them bigger.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
The Simpsons?
Yeah, they're making fun of me too. Assholes.
Oh, boy.
I persevere, but you know, there's nothing I can do about it, so... And it's not like I can go get plastic surgery or anything to enhance.
There's some kind of surgery.
Just wear those Incredible Hulk hands that you see people that hold like a beer or whatever. Just wear those wherever you go.
Gloves have always been an issue for me because I've had to pick up small gloves.
Aw. Yeah. Jeez. What, you like you would wear chick-sized gloves?
Pretty much.
Damn.
I know.
What about your feet?
No, my feet are...
What size shoe do you wear?
10.
10, that's normal. That's about average. Maybe that might even be big.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about your dung?
Small. Crooked like my finger, too.
Peronis.
That's fucked up.
It's adorable.
Hey, you've really got your dad's penis.
Oh, man.
Trump, by the way... I'm preparing for some action being taken about this. He's Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Now, is that going to make everyone mad that he's on the cover of Time Magazine?
No, who would get mad about that? Because what does it mean? Nothing.
But somebody wanted to boycott People Magazine because they had Trump on the cover?
Really?
Yeah. Ducky.
That's the kind of people
was
that
Ducky?
Read People Magazine.
I know. Who does read People Magazine?
But honestly, who cares about Time's Man of the Year?
No, it's nothing. They pick terrible people as man of the year. It's not even a compliment necessarily.
Well, Hitler's been man of the year, right?
I assume so, because the person who affects the world the most, whether for the worse or for the better. It's not the best person. It doesn't mean anything.
But it's not really, the world doesn't move on who Time names as man of the year anyway. Although I was really honored when I was the person of the year.
I was the same year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The person of the year?
You remember that when they made you the person of the year? And the cover was like the mirror. You don't remember that cover?
No, I do. It was so stupid.
Yeah. Who is that disgusting man over there?
The dumbest magazine anyone puts out is The Most Beautiful Man Alive or whatever.
Yeah, Sexiest magazine. Man Alive. Yeah.
And then they do, you know, by age, the sexiest person.
Yeah.
And, of course, they'll pick like three handicapped people, even though they're not terribly attractive. Mm-hmm. Act as if they are, and everyone's supposed to pretend, oh, yeah, that person's so hot. And I'm not saying because they're handicapped or not. It's like a little chunk of political correctness that is so stupid. They just can't put the same people in there every year.
Yeah.
They try to change it just to change it. I don't know.
George Stephanopoulos. What's his name?
George Stephanopoulos.
He was the hottest man for his year.
Oh, please.
Adolf Hitler, Time Man of the Year, 1938.
Protester, 2011.
The Protester?
Yeah.
Who are the other most
the 1%
Man of the Year?
2005 was Bono, wasn't it? Or
Boner!
It was like Bono and Bill Gates.
We have a protester!
No, it's Bono, Bill, and Melinda Gates were all... I'm not joking.
You cannot give Bill Gates... He will not accept an award unless Melinda gets it, too.
I'm not joking.
Really pissed and cut him off.
Those three were the people of the year.
Bono, Bill, and Melinda Gates?
Yeah.
Last year was
she's the most over-honored person ever.
Merkel 2015, the Ebola fighters 2014, Pope Francis 2013, Obama.
The Big Lebowski was.
Zuckerberg.
Zucks?
Get out of here.
What year was Zucks?
2010. Obama again in 2008. I mean, it's almost if during an election. The last three election years, whoever won the election has been the man of the year. Well, four. Bush was in 2004.
It was Bush in 2000.
98 was Clinton. Okay, where's 96? 96 was David Ho.
Well.
So every year after 96 that there was an election, whoever won was the man of the year or person of the year.
This Air Force One story continues to intrigue me.
Did you see David Curley on GMA today?
No. Wait, David Curley?
He's their aviation expert. The guy, whenever he does a story, he's at Reagan National.
I didn't see him. No, I wish I had.
Do you have GMA?
Yeah.
He broke it down and first pointed out that it's not even near $4 billion. Like, nobody knows where that $4 billion number came.
I think I did see him. Is he talking about how the plane itself costs about $380 million? They knock off $50
yeah.
million?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then the add-ons.
It was really cool. Yeah.
But the add-ons, wait, you go from $300 million to $2 billion because of the add-ons?
Well, he said the total was 2.4 is what the number that's being thrown around. So you're talking 1.2. So the add-ons are four times what the base of the plane costs.
And it will really, it will actually survive a nuclear holocaust.
No, that's, I told
how
you,
how do they prove that?
That's an upsell.
I know, that's such bullshit.
It's like a clear coat they put underneath.
But it will defend against rockets and missiles?
Yeah, it's got anti-missile defense on it. Multiple communication. That's pretty, it's kind of badass.
No, it's really cool. And I want Air Force One to be a great plane, obviously. Of course. It should be something we take great pride in.
He did point out, I think this is what's driving Boeing nuts, is they're like, we didn't, like, upchart. This was an order that was put into us. So be mad at the Pentagon. Don't be mad at them.
Well, the Pentagon, did you see they asked for $170 million to study the plane to decide what's...
Yeah.
$170 million?
Which is
really
dumb because, as he also pointed out in that story, the only American-made four-engine plane is the 747.
$170 million to basically figure out what the plane, you know, what it needs. Come on.
Yep.
That's just basic.
Waste.
Yeah, waste.
You're fucking
big,
waste.
Fat fucking waste. And I refuse to believe. He had the plane up in the neighborhood of $4 billion, didn't he, for one plane? He wasn't talking about two planes today, was he?
Who, Trump?
No, the guy in GMA.
No, he had it at 2.4 for both.
Oh, 2.4 each.
No, total.
Total?
Yeah.
I thought he had way more than that.
Well,
maybe I saw a different dude.
Just play it.
Yeah, put it on.
I do like this guy's reports, though. Way better than the old leather jacket John Nance.
I know some of these aviation people. Oh, my God. The biggest blowhards.
The problem I always had with Nance, oh, that's the wrong one. Problem I always had with Nance is he just would repeat what the reporter just said.
Well, sometimes a reporter does steal their thunder, as we've heard many times when people introduce an actuality and they say exactly what the actuality says.
Yeah. Well, I know you have to have an...
Brad Ausmus says the Tigers can still win it. Yeah, I think we can still win it. Brad Ausmus on the Tigers.
I know you need to have an expert to make your story legit, I guess, but not when they don't add anything. Find a new expert.
I still think...
Where's Curly Q? Oh, there he is. By the way, Lama Hassan, the other anchor there, that's on the big board.
Uh-huh.
I think she's so hot. The one who's, she's British. She's always doing the British stories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here he is.
I saw clickbait online today. It's like the 25 hottest anchors in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the first picture was of this anchor with the most gigundo rack, and she was beautiful.
Really?
And it was serious clickbait. I somehow passed.
So another virus, Jay?
Yeah.
Get off my plane. Cut it out, Ford.
Get off my plane.
Harrison Ford, Air Force One, and that's what we're going to talk about here on the big board. Donald Trump sparking a heated debate over the famous plane. In a tweet on Tuesday, he called on the government to cancel Boeing's contract to build an upgraded version. David Curley is joining us now. He's our aviation expert. So tell us a little bit about what's going on here, David.
Well, Robin, there is no contract yet, so there is no price tag yet. There is no $4 billion for new Air Force Ones, and we are talking more than one aircraft. What has happened is Boeing's been told, we want to use your 747-800. They've been given $170 million to try and figure out what they should build.
Yeah, can you do that for $170 million?
Says they were using a government report. It says that it could cost up to $3.2 billion. That's not four. The Pentagon's saying it's about $2.7 billion. That number could go up or down. No contract yet for new Air Force One.
But still a lot of money. Come on, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's still a lot of money, David. Why does it cost so much?
All right, let's start with Strahan Airlines. You want to go buy a 747, it's $380 million list price, okay? Boeing probably is going to knock some off that because they're going to build it from scratch. So say they knock off $50, $80 million, $300 million just for the airframe.
Okay.
Now, you want your options, right? Come on in. I got some things for you. So the Secret Service and the Air Force want an aircraft that has superior defense systems that can ward off missile attacks or rocket attacks. They also want to have shielded against electromagnetic and nuclear attacks. They want secure communications, uplink, downlink. And, of course, you have to be able to refuel in mid-flight. Oh, so Boeing's going to take all these things, test them, make sure they work together,
probably
gotta
cure
add that
it
to the cost. Is it $500, $600 million a plane? Are we talking $2 billion, $3 billion? Who knows? Could it get to four? It is the government.
And you, that's
exactly. It is the government.
You've been on Air Force One. Tell us about it.
Get a certificate.
You know, we could do a lot of cool
stuff, that would knock something off the price, right?
Bullshit certificates.
A certificate that says that you flew on Air Force One. Ooh. We sit in the back. We never see the president unless he comes back to see us. The seats are better than economy. They're a little bigger. It's not quite business class. The crew's really nice. You get the M&Ms with the presidential seal. Personally, I'm a hot sauce guy, so I have my little hot sauce with the presidential seal.
He carries it with him everywhere.
Air Force One. It's
just a brutal show it to the camera.
Carries certificate with them too.
When they built
no doubt.
The two Air Force Ones that are flying
in
now.
A frame.
And the Boeing workers and executives very proud that the president is flying
hot?
In
Check
their
her out.
Aircraft.
And they've been in service for quite a few years.
He decades. Had his hot sauce on him when she asked that question.
Getting, no. I think it was 30 years ago, Robin, when I was working in Seattle that those planes have been flying. Yeah. They're in their life.
Yeah.
They're going to need to be replaced. They want a four-engine aircraft. The 47 is the only American four-engine aircraft.
All right.
That was only 3 years ago, David, not 30, my friend. All right. Up next.
Oh, he's so clever.
God, he's terrible.
I know, he's awful. And they think he's going to save the show.
No, not going to happen.
I wonder if they're doing any better.
It's a great question. I don't know. You know, they're blowing out Pelly off of the CBS Evening News.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're going to move the girl. Who's on the morning? And
Gail King?
Not Gail, but the other one.
I don't know.
Whoever she is.
I never watch CBS. No one does.
I know. Well, that's what's funny. In the article I was reading, they're like, the ratings are really good for CBS's morning show. I don't know one person that watches it.
If they have 1,000 people, they're happy.
Let me hear her voice. I just want to hear her accent.
Caribbean, a grueling tour, I hasten to add, all on behalf of the Queen, all on official business, and all great. Now, the royal reporter,
I think this hullabaloo
over
the Prince's tour. Prince William is now Prince Harry is ridiculous.
Why? Because he went to check out
to Toronto to see to get a piece of ass.
Yeah, but they don't. You're not supposed to mix business and pleasure.
Oh yeah. Harry is always on business, always conducting very important business. God forbid he mixes his girlfriend in the trip for a day. What the fuck happens? Nothing. Because he doesn't do anything in the first place. What did he do for the 15 days? He was in seven
Nothing.
Countries in 15 days.
Well,
what did he do?
He observed the moment of silence for Fidel Castro. Remember? He got busted for that.
All he did was dip his head, like, know, what he, else are you supposed to do when it's all quiet?
I think it was he was put in a very bad situation.
Sure.
I just don't. Who fucking. Yeah. Dungeon, who fucking cares? I mean, seriously, do the British people even give a shit?
About him going to Toronto?
Yeah.
No, no one cares. The Queen cares.
I guess the reason it's an issue at all is because all these bodyguards have to go with him. So they have to pay for all the bodyguards. Does he really need five bodyguards with him everywhere? Is somebody really out to hurt Harry?
Who cares if they do anyways? He's just a mascot.
The fifth in line.
He's a mascot.
And by the way, how many times has Air Force One had a missile system sent? How many times has it had rockets or missiles?
You saw Gary Oldman got on there to try to kill President Ford, Harrison Ford.
No one has ever shot anything in Air Force One.
The second they don't have it, Drew, it's going to happen. Remember 9/11? They were freaked out about that. I think it's
that was ridiculous.
I think it's more from when you go overseas.
That was funny. That 9/11 just shows that, because you always think they know what's going on. They have A-16s or whatever heading to the nation's capital with no missiles on them. They're not even ready to shoot at anybody, and they basically have to crash into the plane to knock it down if they're gonna do it.
Wow!
So you have nothing to shoot at them. I mean, it just sounded like. And meanwhile, the president put the president up in the air.
Who would?
Because nobody heard him in the air.
Who would expect that?
It's like though. What? Who's going to hit him anyway? Is there a missile headed for Florida to that little school he's at?
Remember, they went to.
Oh, we don't know. We just put him up in the air because we don't know what the fuck's going on.
They went to the Air Force base in New Orleans or whatever, and then they're like, "Media, don't tell anybody that we're here. Nobody can know we're here." And of course, they did.
Yeah,
they did. It got out before the plane even took off.
So they go underground in what, Nebraska?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows.
They don't know. They don't know any better. What is going on? What's being pointed at our country?
Apparently not.
I guess not. Spend all that money on those missile systems and anti-aircraft stuff.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway, I am curious to see what happens with Air Force. I wonder what it's going to actually end up costing. I wonder if they're going to knock something off just because somebody's making noise about it. Because normally nobody even says anything. They just go, yeah, whatever, whatever costs.
Well, it's the Pentagon.
Right, the Pentagon. Care. Yeah, they don't blow money, ever. Yeah,
no. Well, that's what that story yesterday, what was it, $175
million? $125
that they had for 5 years because they want their budget to get cut. Fuck that. Why aren't people more, that story would just went poof. Like it was up there and then just went poof.
Yeah, it was a big nothing.
Cares.
Alrighty. Hey, so I'm watching this, what I thought was the Bobbitt show today.
Yeah.
And that Casey Anthony thing comes on. And I got to tell you, when you see that story, and I haven't really thought about Casey Anthony in years. I mean, we heard she's a wedding photographer now, or wait, is that what she is?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. And she put out for her attorney. That was like the new pieces of information. Remember, she banged Baez?
Right. She never paid him, so I really don't hold it against him.
That's how she paid him, allegedly.
Might as well get paid something. She declared bankruptcy in 2013. She is such a stupid fuck.
Yeah.
I wanted to strangle her watching that story. I remember when she was found not guilty and knowing she killed that kid. It's so obvious. Mm-hmm. And it just got me thinking about juries in general. First of all, we got this guy who shoots a cop who shoots a guy in the back who's running away. And because there's an idiot on a jury, he has to be retried. And I'm assuming they better find 12 motherfuckers to put that jackass away. I don't know that they will, though. I mean, who knows?
Well, like that case shows, you only need one.
But how in the hell could Casey Anthony be found not guilty? I could see one jerk on the jury saying, but the whole thing about her father molesting her, which they just threw it out there.
Did that show have any interviews with the jurors?
No.
No?
No.
Have we ever heard
from them? I don't think we have. Because it is so obvious. I don't know what you're supposed to do for evidence, but the duct tape around the baby's skull when they found the baby was from their house.
Yeah.
So they know it's from their house.
Well, and the bag or the trash bag was found, what, like less than a mile?
Maybe? Half a mile. Yeah. Half a mile from the house. And she left the house after having a fight with her mother because she stole money from her grandmother.
Yep.
So her mother basically had the blowout to end all blowouts.
The defense just came up with that one theory that the baby could have.
And they couldn't disprove it.
Yeah.
So, I guess we can't find her guilty then, even though we know she killed the kid.
It's reasonable doubt, not.
It was not. That was unreasonable doubt, if you ask me. She goes to her boyfriend's house. She's like, can I crash here? And he's like, yeah, sure. Where's Kaylee? Oh, she's with my mom. That was the last time anyone saw that kid was before she went to his house. Mm-hmm. The last time. The bullshit thing in that case was there were searches on that computer at their house for chloroform.
I thought that was proven wrong.
No, the mother was afraid she was going to be found, was going to get the death penalty. And so the mother went to the defense side. The mother said, I'm not on the prosecution side anymore. They're going to kill her. They're going to give her the death penalty. I'm on your side now. So the mother said, oh, that was me looking up chlorophyll. I misspelled it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know, how pathetic. The mother who knew, okay, Casey drives, she's at her boyfriend's house for a couple weeks. She's driving her dad's car around, which smells like death.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, like death. I mean, cadaver dogs felt there was something dead in that car. The car was abandoned because she ran out of gas. I mean, this is what an idiot this person is. She abandons the car because she's got to take her girlfriend to the airport the next day. Uh-huh. And Shell's a girlfriend. Like, oh, my car, I had to abandon it. It ran out of gas. Oh, yeah, that's what anybody does when their car runs out of gas. You just abandon it, of course. So it's in some impound, and so she drives her girlfriend to the airport. And her girlfriend says, well, park my car somewhere safe, you know, near my house or near my apartment. She's like, okay. Well, Casey, knowing her girlfriend's been gone for a month, she says, well, I got a new car. I don't have to do any, I don't have to go get my car out. Fuck that car. That car's gone. I'll just drive this car.
What are you, Tyson? That's not how you do things.
I know. Who the fuck does she think she is?
Mike Tyson's the only person that does that.
Nope, Casey Anthony does. So she goes, first she goes to the girl's house, gets her checkbook, and goes, oh, I can go wild with a checkbook. What does she do? She spends all the money on herself. She doesn't buy one thing for her child. She doesn't buy any groceries, nothing. Just clothes and
I forgot about the checkbook. She was found guilty of something with the checks, right?
Yes.
Because she obviously was cashing someone else's checks.
Right. So then,
that's really interesting about her mom flipping sides, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, she killed your granddaughter.
Yeah, and she knew it. She knew it because when they got the car, they got a message on their front door, your car's an impound. It was her father's car.
Yeah,
so they go to get the car. The car smells like, I mean, they can't stand even being near the car. It smells so bad. Casey threw a bag of garbage in the back of the car to throw everybody off.
It must be
that terrible
mastermind.
Garbage back there. Yeah. So anyway, that's when the mother puts two and two together, and she's thinking, she fucking killed that kid, because I haven't seen that kid in a month. I don't know where that kid is. I've never seen her. She can't do anything with this kid by herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's calling her constantly going, when do I see my grandchild? I got to see my – I'm so worried about her. Just, she's fine. She's with a nanny. And she's like, nanny? What nanny? Who's Zanny. She talking about?
Zanny
the nanny. Zanny the nanny was her giving the kid Xanax.
Xanax, yeah.
That's what that was.
Calming the kid down, yeah.
Right.
I'm just running this through my head, like if I was the mother and your kid killed your grandkid, and you know, part of me is like, well, it's happened. It's not going to bring the grandkid back. Do you want your daughter put away? But then all I can think of is what a total and utter cunt she was to her mom.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine
she was
they have
horrible.
Some wonderful post legal relationship.
We heard those phone calls when she was in jail.
Yeah,
she
that's
was
what I mean.
Such a fucking bitch. Oh, my God. She killed her fucking child. And she's bitching her mom on the phone. Get me out of here.
How about you just do the right thing, mom?
And then that bodyguard just came out. This is just the other day. Came out and said, oh, yeah, she killed the kid. I picked her. I was the one that had to guard her when she got out of jail. She never said one word about that kid. All she said was, oh, I can't wait to eat the food. I'm so hungry to eat real food. After she got out of jail. Nothing about that. Where's Kaylee? Do you hear about Kaylee? Nothing. So anyway,
so what does she do now?
The boyfriend like got rid of her immediately. He's like, she killed that kid.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around her. Yeah. She's nuts. She fucking killed that kid. She told me she left the kid with her mother. She told her mother she took the kid to a nanny who doesn't exist. They went to that apartment complex. That apartment hadn't been rented in months. Mm-hmm. They knew that was a big lie. They went to Universal.
Where she works?
Yeah, she's pretending she. Oh my God! What a fucking lying idiot!
I was just looking at her. Did they show the pictures from the hot body contest?
Oh, of course.
That was like a week after.
Yeah, her child is missing. Her story is that she was looking for a child on her own. That Zanny the nanny took the kid, and she was looking for her by herself. She didn't want to call 911. She didn't want to scare anyone. She wanted to find her herself. So meanwhile, she's in hot body contest. She's getting tattoos. Mm-hmm. She's spending that other chick's money.
Oh, the tat! I forgot about the tat.
Yeah, Vida. The Vida.
Beautiful life.
Yeah, the beautiful life. Yeah.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah, she's very hot.
To answer your question, what she does now, People Magazine had a source that says she just lives like an old person with a fixed income and doesn't have any friends, because once people find out who she is, and they do after a couple,
days
of knowing her, they bail on her.
I forgot about this picture the last time she was spotted. Wasn't she spotted in Columbus? Wasn't she spotted in Ohio?
Oh, since she got out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the most recent spots. She has packed on some pounds.
Yeah, she did look fatter. They showed her with a camera. It was a picture for her photography business.
Ah!
I'm sure people are dying to have her shoot their weddings.
This is funny. This picture was attributed to a blog post that said "sexy killers." And who do you think they put with her?
Oh, Jodi Arias.
Yes, Jodi Arias is gross.
I think she's disgusting.
They put up Foxy Noxie with them too.
I didn't think Foxy Noxie was that great looking either.
She didn't kill anybody though.
No, but no.
Foxy Noxie didn't kill anyone.
No, that's true. She shouldn't be in there. She just acts weird when someone dies.
Yeah. Who?
Taylor Swift.
Casey's? For what real? Is she tweeting about? For her
photography. The election.
Business. Oh.
But she hasn't done anything since August.
Can we call her?
That's what I'm trying to find a phone number for.
Happy Monday. Who's ready for a great week? Like 4 bookings in 5 days. Oh, yeah. I've been a busy gal. Hashtag the future's bright.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I killed my kid, but the future's bright.
I'll take pictures of yours.
I'm back, bitches. So, yeah. You are a fucking mental case. I say this with full knowledge that I may lose biz of your fellow psychos. I'm okay with that.
What did he say to her?
Who she's talking to.
That response. Oh, it doesn't show.
What is that all about? It's interesting. Timer 55. What's that? It was a password Casey used. Relates to how many days before she had to come up with story for Cindy. Oh. Kaylee's birthday.
Whatever.
Oh, I see.
You got to imagine she just gets pounded on that. Yeah. She can't.
No.
I'm stunned. I'm surprised she's on Twitter.
Did she go by a different name or?
This is just for her photography business.
Yeah, I know, but wouldn't you go by like.
Case Photography LLC is what it's called.
But couldn't you come up with something else?
I know, I'm not going to be responding to negative posts from this point on. Please keep it positive. Hashtag love.
Even on Twitter, then. Is that what Twitter's for?
Look what she's retweeting.
Ooh, look at her fat ass.
Ooh, let's see.
No, it's somebody else. Oh. She's retweeting.
Let's see that fat ass.
Annie Daniels' beautiful ass? I don't think so. It's pretty fat to me. Jesus, Jay, that's a fat ass, isn't it?
It is.
That's okay. That's an angle.
That's a fat ass.
She tweeted that?
Sorry. Yeah, Casey tweeted it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys and your boyish ass love.
This fat ass thing is an all new thing. I'm sorry. I just don't buy it. And don't tell me Nicki Minaj has a hot ass.
You want a round ass, not a fat ass.
Do you like Nicki Minaj's ass?
No, it's a little too big, but I do think she's pretty.
Huge. Yeah, she can look okay. I think she's way overrated. You probably think Black China's hot then.
That bald head. Is that her with the bald head, or is that.
Well, Black China's Rob Kardashian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
His woman.
I'm thinking of Amber Rose. Yeah. No, it's a little too big.
Oh, here's some more tweets from Casey. We have a launch date, April 1st. My new website and URL goes live. It'll feature full gallery and all sorts of package options. Oh, we're so excited, Casey. It's so sad. How many angry people there are in this world. If only they could look in the mirror and say, today I leave the past behind, killing my kid and everything.
All right, murderer.
Good morning. Just signed a deal for my largest event today. So excited. Yeah,
whatever.
Right. You liar. This is such bullshit.
Who are they doing next on that show, do you know? You still haven't seen the Bobbitt one?
I tell you what, that was a good show. No, I didn't see the Bobbitt one that wasn't on there. I was kind of bummed, but that Casey Anthony one was really good.
Do you remember what it was called?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. Oh, Scandals Made Me Famous. Scandal Made Me Famous is the name of the show.
Scandal Made Me Famous.
Yes.
I just want to see if it's on here.
reminds me, Jason Williams is on 60 Minutes Sports Tonight.
It was on Monday, yeah.
Oh, it was on Monday?
Yeah, I think Monday. No, it was on last night, actually.
Oh, last night. God, I'm getting the days mixed up. Starting on Sunday night is ruining my mental capacity. I always think.
Well, I think that show's usually on Wednesday, but I think it was on last night.
Can you find that on demand?
Yeah, let's see.
Because I was looking for it today, and then I thought, oh, it's tonight. Because did you see it?
I'm sure it'll be aired again. I saw part of it yesterday where he's talking about he drives, it means so much for him to drive all these addicts. He's basically acting like he's this major addict, drug addict, alcoholic and a drug addict.
Every day is about being sober and.
Yeah, I didn't see if he apologized to the family or.
He called himself a coward. I don't know about apologizing to the family. He's never been very apologetic. I mean, he denied it forever.
Yeah, well, remember, right after he shot him because he was playing around with a shotgun.
Yeah.
He's like, he shot himself. Everybody, this is the story. Globetrotters. Stop spinning that ball.
Can you believe those guys
shot himself.
Actually lived with that lie as long as they did?
So, yeah, two of them didn't, though, or two of the other people that were there didn't.
Thank God.
Yeah, no, you got it recording tonight, so.
But he and, there's no way to see it from last night, though?
No, well, it's not on here.
Fuck. Because I couldn't stand him. I hated him for
total
the longest
asshole.
Time. A total selfish asshole. I saw him and his wife. His wife's an attorney.
Yeah.
So, of course, her angle was, it was an accident and you should not go to jail. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was a very negligent accident.
Oh, negligent as hell. Plus, he lied about it. He reported that the guy shot himself. His family was put in this horrible position for literally months going, we know he didn't shoot himself. He would never do that. They were just stunned.
Even if let's say for a second, this guy was suicidal and commits suicide. Is that really the way he would do it while he's hanging out with some Globetrotters and Jason
Of course
Williams,
not.
While working?
He wouldn't do it anyway, though. He wasn't the kind of person to kill himself.
But that scenario makes zero sense whatsoever. By the way, Rashan Salam was ruled a suicide.
Was there anything more about that? I was trying to read about that today, and there wasn't much available.
Put some posts on Facebook about that's what friends are for. They put that song up there, and like, you know, now you look back on them, they're obviously goodbye messages. But who would think that?
Yeah, I saw that. And I thought it was just he was in a better mood last week or something. I don't know. None of it.
Well, that's what I mean. But now, you know, like,
I guess
suicide. Yeah. Do you remember Rashan Salam? Do you remember him at all? Is that too
you know,
young for,
because
too
of the
for
name
you?
Itself.
Yeah. Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll always be.
He was a 1,000-yard rusher his rookie year in the NFL, too. He had 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards with the Bears. Yep. He was off to a great start.
Yep.
He was injured early in his second season, and he never was quite the same.
Who drafted him?
The Bears. First-round pick. Made some nice guaranteed money.
I want to see what he did in that 94 Michigan game.
He was.
I recall him.
I was going to look that up today, too.
Tearing them up.
He gained 317 yards the week after the Michigan game against Texas. Gained 2,055 yards that season with 24 touchdowns.
I just remember thinking, that's a silly name.
What kind of stupid wiener name is that? Rashan Salam. It's got, both names have two consecutive A's in it. I was always fascinated by that. What a cool name. Oh, look at all those A's.
Winning, winning the Heisman Trophy, that unique name. I mean, a lot of people remember Rashan Salam.
Oh, absolutely. I remember that year. They finished the year third, and they were considered one of the best non-championship winning teams of all time. I don't know if I remember thinking that, but
Sorry, my
they team were a great off. Team. I mean, Cordell was a great player.
Are you gay?
Not gay. He's not gay. He's not homophobic.
Ray Carruth, great man.
Michael Westbrook.
Okay, I don't know. It's actually, hard to find a box score.
I felt bad for those guys. I mean, they were all talking about it today. They all still were in touch with him. You know, that team was still kind of friendly, it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all incredibly crushed. They felt like they should have known something because they had an event about a month ago.
How are you supposed to know that, though?
Well, you know, it wasn't that they necessarily felt terribly guilty, but I guess about, let's see, what's this, is December? I think they said in October there was a celebration of one of their teams. It might have been the 94 team. And Rashan Salam did not show up. And they'd been talking to him, and there was some suggestion that maybe he couldn't come or he didn't want to come, and they were all like, oh, come on, man, you got to be there. And when he didn't come, they said that there was a lot of concern about that. Like, is something wrong with him, or, you know, should we? I mean, no one really followed up on it, but they sort of felt somebody should have because it was just strange. He wasn't the kind of guy. He was a real upbeat guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to second guess something like that.
I cannot find a box score.
He was very well liked. It was apparent to me.
Oh, that game.
Sounded like a really good guy. Really, there's no box score for that? That seems like one you could find.
I mean, I can't find it this fast, so.
Who was the coach for that team?
Bill McCartney.
McCartney, yeah. Former Michigan.
Former Michigan guy, yeah. Great coach.
Wasn't that like right after that season? He was rumored to go. He didn't go anywhere. Didn't he stop after that? Or did
McCartney?
I thought he was going to go to Michigan.
He never went anywhere else, no. He started Promise Keepers.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I knew I was thinking. Yeah. That's what it was.
Started drawing 80,000 people to Silverdome-like buildings.
Very, very
religious.
It was
right after the 94 season.
Was it that season? It was pretty
I think you're right.
Soon
I think
after
you're pretty
that.
Close.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I knew there was something.
Well, there was, you know, I remember his daughter.
Oh, God, what a story.
Salanisi.
Knocked up by the quarterback who died a year later.
Yeah, with cancer.
And they were so the girl, the daughter, and the quarterback were, of course, dreadfully. Well, they were trying to hide that they were in a relationship. He was black. She was white. They didn't think the coach would approve. They thought it would be a kind of a big deal. She ends up getting pregnant, which, you know, you think if you were nervous about people finding out, you might use birth control.
You know what's funny about that? I remember that from a different perspective because when McCartney coached here, he had a kid that was my brother's age and they were friends. So I remember when it was like, oh, she got pregnant. Like, it was like a big, because you're kids. Like, oh my gosh, she got pregnant for the coach, quarterback.
So much trouble.
Yeah. But that was a huge deal.
I remember being a teenager and thinking, like, pregnancy, oh my God, it's the end of the world.
But we knew who she was. That's what I mean. That's why it was weird.
Well, I knew a couple girls in my high school got pregnant. And that was quite.
Any of them yours?
The stigma was a bit strong.
Any of them yours?
No. No. I was nowhere near any place that could get anyone pregnant.
You just stayed by the butt.
Okay. That would have taken quite a shot from where I was standing. Yeah, boy. Anyway, so he's black, she's white. Thought it was, you know, going to be horribly taken, and then when finally they copped to it, they embraced them, and it was just, you know, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Let's, you know, have the kid. I can abort the kid. She has the kid. He gets sick, really sick, dies. Mm. And he died fast, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
a pretty aggressive
really form. Bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was quite a story. And I wonder what happened to that kid. I wonder how the kid's doing.
He played. He went to LSU, I believe.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
he played football? Was he good?
Yeah, Salinas' kid?
Yeah. Was he good?
Well, really? He wasn't great, but God, I want to say he went to LSU.
Yeah, wasn't that where it came together? Because I could have sworn there was the Michigan tie and, like, the was it Les Miles that he played for? Or?
Yeah, because Les.
Fuck, I didn't even
Les
know that
went
part
to
of the
Colorado.
Story.
Right.
With McCartney at left Michigan. I don't know if that's why he recruited him.
Well, let's know a little about putting penises where they're not supposed to be.
That's very true. It's incredibly true.
A little sympathy for him.
It's funny. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that's incredibly true. TC was his name, Timothy Chase McCartney. Recruited by Les Miles.
Wait, he didn't take his father's name?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. That's interesting, though.
It's crazy. Look at Survivors on.
Okay.
I swear I've not seen like the last 20 Survivors.
No, nobody has.
It's still on, though. It still does well.
I didn't even know it was on. I was looking for something other than what was on the TV. I don't know why.
I forgot to set the VCR for any, or the TiVo for anything.
There ain't
or whatever
shit
the fuck I'm calling it.
There's DVR. Nothing on now. Right? Is there
right, today's
now?
Wednesday. South Park.
Oh, yeah. The
finale?
Finale. Yeah, the season finale.
Thank Barry. God we talked about this.
I remember.
Oh, I remember.
I thought last season was one of the best written seasons ever. This one has surpassed it. It's been so
pretty
great.
Good. Yeah. It's been some really funny ones, no doubt. Did you hear about Ashley Graham?
Oh, God, what? Yeah, she wants to be on the...
Mark, shame on you.
I'm sorry.
You're not rooting for the plus-size model?
She can go plus-size model all she wants.
Well,
I don't find her that attractive.
I don't either, and I kind of wanted to shut the fuck up. It's like, look, I don't care if you want to be a Victoria's Secret model. That's not up to you. You don't get to decide that you're... I mean, aren't there a million chicks who would like to say, hey, Victoria's Secret, hire me now!
Yeah, absolutely.
So just because she's fat, she gets to say that Victoria's Secret should hire her because they don't have any plus-size models, and so she should be the one?
The thing I hate about it is if you don't think she's attractive, then there's something wrong with you.
No, exactly. No, it's another little chunk of political correctionism.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong to say that she's overweight or she doesn't belong in Victoria's Secret. Well, I'm sorry. That Victoria's Secret, if you watch that show, she would look a little weird walking down the...
Although they did have a pregnant woman on there.
Oh, no.
You didn't know that?
No.
This isn't the first time either. No, it's
Pregnant women are beautiful.
It's Bradley Cooper's...
They're so
kid.
Beautiful. Oh, Bradley Cooper's... Wait, his wife?
He
his
knocked
wife
up, to be? I don't know if it's a wife, but he knocked... Irina Shrank?
So she, how pregnant is she?
There's a bump, and they covered it. I mean, you could...
Gross!
You could tell she was pregnant. But
you're
it was
the fattest thing I've
gross.
Ever seen.
She didn't work the catwalk like this.
So.
I thought you were going to say she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, where she's holding her back and leaning like,
who's that slob?
There's video of her doing it.
No, thanks.
You sure? You sure? Yeah,
no, thanks.
Ashley Graham needs to go see that Santa down in Carolina.
I just don't like her fucking French attitude. Fries. She's got an attitude about it, like, yeah, they should hire me. They don't have any plus size models. I'm beautiful.
She can go on that free
one. I'm so hot.
She can go on that free one site. Sell somebody that's bigger than her on there. What was that site? My Free Cams?
Oh, yeah.
She can go on there.
She'd be just a little heavy on that site.
She'd have six viewers.
Honestly, so, you know, Victoria's Secret is still like the pinnacle of models, right?
Right. It's not for 180-pound chicks.
Exactly. 180.
I don't know. Buck 80, buck 60. I don't know what she is. I bet I wouldn't be surprised if she's a buck 80.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't care. I think she's, I'm not saying she's bad looking or anything.
But then again, doesn't it hurt Victoria's Secret that Kendall Jenner is a model? I mean, is she hot enough to be a Victoria's Secret model, or is it because her last name is Jenner?
Well, she's pretty hot.
Oh, I think she's gorgeous. I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
But is she Victoria's Secret beautiful?
If not, she's damn close. I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Did you see where...
Now, the other two...
what's Bruce Jenner's name now?
Caitlyn. Like, you don't know.
Mark, you just spit it out like, how could you not know
who's Bruce
Jenner's name?
Who's Bruce Jenner, you
asshole? Bruce, Caitlyn, is claiming that she wants to have a child by next year.
Okay.
And I didn't even read the story to find out if she wants to actually give birth to this kid, or if there's a surrogate, or if she's having it out of her butt,
like,
or how this works.
Yeah, like Schwarzenegger and Junior.
Junior. That's another. DeVito's in there too, right? Is he? Is he in that? No, maybe not. He's in two-ish. Well, whatever.
Is he the consultant?
Twins? And then
what's this deal with Caitlyn? Caitlyn has kids.
I know, that's why she wants more.
Like five.
Is Caitlyn going to use her dick one more time to knock up somebody else to have a kid, or
lop it off right there?
Why is this kid different than any of the kids she already has?
She just wants to have another kid.
She's got tons of kids. She doesn't even hardly see a bunch of them. The two older ones supposedly rarely see her.
A mother.
I want to know how the story ends.
Oh, please. So she hasn't fulfilled herself yet? Why doesn't she see her other kids more?
Because they're adults. They're off.
Well, they want to see their whatever, mother, father, mother.
He wants to start fresh, or she wants to start fresh.
And how is she having this kid?
The butt.
Because it really sounded like she wants to have a kid. But, like, and I'm
she's
going to
knock up a uterus.
Caitlyn's 67 years old. How is that going to work? And she's got a penis.
Well, she's going to knock up a uterus.
So Caitlyn wants to use her sperm.
It still works scientifically.
But she's taking estrogen.
Can't bear the child. She's not going to deliver it out of its penis.
Hasn't she put her penis to sleep?
No, she makes no quarrels. She still admits fully that she's got a wang.
Mm.
Remember, like, when Kim wanted to lose the underwear?
Yeah.
I kind of need it.
Is she getting the surgery?
I don't think so. Not all trans people get the surgery.
By the way, on Below Deck...
Yeah, that one guy is dating a trans, right?
Yeah. And she's got a dick.
Well.
But this guy was hitting on chicks that were on the boat. And then all of a sudden his girlfriend shows up and is like, yeah, it's a dude and, you know, he's transitioning. And it was like, oh, that's so great. I mean, people acted like.
Really? Nobody's like, really?
They thought that was cooler than if he had a girlfriend. I mean, honestly, it was that's so great.
You can accept it and still think it's weird because it's unusual. Very small percentage of the population.
I'm not even saying anything wrong with it. I don't care. If he's happy, I'm fine with that. But it's just weird to me that everyone acts like it's so wonderful.
Stunning and beautiful?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that I Facebook messaged?
Are you still keeping up with that show?
Yeah, we're in constant contact.
I'm trying to find a picture of Irina Shrink, and now I'm just lost in a bunch of Victoria's Secret models.
Below Deck is one of the silliest shows. It's really watchable, though. I don't know why. I can't explain why, but there's something terribly watchable about it.
Well, the yachts are pretty badass.
Oh, yeah, that part's cool. I just dig the captain, too.
Speaking of yachts, did you see
guests are actually funny. They get really, I mean, these are really rich people that stay on the boat for a week or for a few days, and so they're always kind of interesting.
You see Mariah Carey's getting just hammered for her piece of shit reality show.
I know. Totally. And who didn't know that was going to happen? Mariah Carey reminds me of like Chevy Chase when he had a talk show. And he's like, hey, I'm Chevy Chase. I'm a star. I'm going to have a talk show like all these other people. And it's going to be great. And after 6 weeks, the entire viewing public says, I don't fucking like you. Honestly, that's
I know
what
that
happened.
Feels like.
They said, I don't like you. We don't like you. Get off my fucking TV.
Well, whose show was worse, his or Magic's?
Oh, his is worse.
Yeah, you know? Really?
I think Magic is far likable, far more likable.
Magic is a very likable person.
Yeah. That show was on for a while.
What happened? Who
it
else?
Was terrible,
Big
but it was on
Magic
for a while.
Johnson, what has he done?
I'm trying to think of who else had a really bad show. Didn't Sajak's show bomb?
Yeah, it bombed. It bombed.
And I like, Sajak's a very likable, funny person, too. Like, when you see him do interviews now.
I thought he was okay, actually. You know what they did, though? They tried to do a bunch of shtick. They tried to make it really funny. If he'd just been Pat Sajak and had a few guests, you know, and maybe not bothered with a monologue.
What was that on? What net was
CBS.
It was CBS.
Yeah, I think it was CBS.
Ready for a bomb?
Isn't it funny that in the late 80s and early 90s, but, you know, before the big change, before Letterman to CBS, like how much they tinkered around and tried stuff that just didn't work?
Oh, yeah. No,
outside
there were
of Arsenio. I mean, Arsenio worked.
Yeah, I still can't figure out that whole thing out. Like, he left that thing when it was still happening, didn't he?
Arsenio, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then he comes back and it bombs.
Bombed again, yeah.
What was he doing all that time? I never see him anywhere. He's kind of like Craig Kilborn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Craig Kilborn, I keep waiting for him to end up back at ESPN. Doesn't it seem like that would be the place
he'd
re-land?
ESPN would never have him back.
I guess not.
Never.
Why not?
Because they want young, new people. They want multicultural people. They want more women. I mean, they've said as much. That's not me saying that. They have said that.
I honestly do not get why ESPN has such an agenda.
Well, okay, look at it from a business perspective. They have the white male, right?
Not as well as they think they do.
Maybe not. I mean, cord cutting.
I mean, there's a lot.
Them.
There are a lot of white males who fucking hate ESPN.
Yeah, but what else are you gonna watch? How many of those people are watching Fox Sports 1?
Probably a lot of them, I would think.
Fox Sports 1's not doing too well either, though. The point being that if you're gonna watch a Sports Center, which I don't know who watches Sports Center anyway. Like I've even tried.
I don't think
to
it's
put
that watched. Honestly, well, if you're a hockey fan or something, you're not gonna watch Sports Center.
Well, you don't need highlights from your TV anymore. You can go online and see any highlight you want. So it's all talking heads. So that being said, though, if that's what you want to watch or that's what you like,
hot takes,
you're going to go there. So they're trying to, you know, they feel that they need to get, you know, they can increase viewership by getting more minorities and by doing that, by seeing the same face.
You know what's funny about ESPN? I don't take them that seriously anymore in terms of their. In terms of sports, I don't take them that seriously. When I see all this bullshit about the women's Final Four and how they ignore hockey, I say, no, you're in some kind of program. You're not. It's not really all about sports, or you wouldn't be doing that shit.
There's some stuff they do really, really well. Like College Game Day is still a really well done show. The 30 for 30s are really just fantastic. I mean, they're phenomenal. Baseball Tonight's a pretty good show. I like Baseball Tonight.
Oh, no, they have some. I'm not saying
but
they don't
Sports
have a good show. They have
Sports
some great
Center
shows.
Is garbage.
Yeah,
honestly, I find
it's
myself.
It's not even realistic. It's not even. They don't even stack the stories correctly.
If I have it on during the day, I end up watching ESPNU to watch some of the radio shows on TV. And then I go, why am I watching radio on TV? I never understand that.
It's kind of a strange thing. I mean, we've avoided a camera for 7 months now, 8 months now. And we don't even get that many requests for a camera for this.
For down here? Well, yeah. Armani brought it in that one time.
Every now and then somebody email and say, hey, you know, you get camera set up. It really doesn't cost any money. Oh, and
putting it on
put
YouTube?
Put every show on. Yeah.
Why? And no one wants to see that.
I don't think there's any reason to either. For one thing, it bothers me. I like radio. I like the fact that it's just a voice coming out of a box. And
yeah. Can't tell it. Drew doesn't have pants on right now.
Exactly.
You can't see Brandon's tiny hands. You can't see my small. Fat face.
You know, Brandon's going to have people staring at his hands now big time.
Just buy a really big pair of gloves that are like flopping.
Yeah, we're hockey gloves.
Yeah, I got to do something here.
Soccer, goalkeeper gloves, like Mickey Mouse gloves.
It's turned south. Thanks, Trump.
Yeah, nice going, Trump.
Making Brandon great again.
All this attention to Brandon's tiny hands. All right. Let's see. Hour five. Yep. We're part two is done. I should mention tomorrow.
Plug tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got the lodge. Wait. What is it called?
Yeah. The lodge.
Kugel Harbor. For the Killer Cares charity event. All the money goes to Killer Cares, and got auctions, silent auctions, and they always have great stuff for that. Always a lot of sports stuff. And celebrity bartenders across the board. Trudy's there early. Trudy's there at 6 to 7:30, I think. And who else? Anybody else there from our group?
What time are you going to be?
10:30.
Tom Cruise and cocktail.
Oh, God. I wish I could do that. God, that'd be cool. 10:30 to midnight. I think Woji's with us.
Yeah. Sean Belizean is going to be there.
Is Woody with us?
And Woody, yep.
Woody's the life of the party.
He really is. He's had his red jacket on the last 2 years. It's very festive.
His red jacket, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of cute women, too.
Mm-hmm.
In Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. The bartenders.
Yeah. So, hopefully we'll see you there. I think that's the same crowd that comes every year.
Yeah. Because I'm nervous.
Nervous? Oh.
I get nervous serving those drinks.
I do, too. Really. I don't like it.
I don't feel like I should be there. I don't know. It's weird. I'm in the way. I feel like I'm in the way.
I feel like there should be a bartender in front of me at all times.
Yeah. I'd rather just bus tables. And clean
out of the
up
way,
the bar.
Girls, some men are gonna do some drinking.
That's more my ability.
I'm with you. All right, so we'll see you at the lodge tomorrow. Hopefully those of you that go. Again, I think it is a lot of people from the original location who are still going.
Yeah.
That went
but it gets bigger.
Originally in the killer days. So yeah, if we'll see you there. If not, we'll be doing a podcast tomorrow, right? I guess. Still do a podcast?
Yeah, why not? What time are we supposed to start being there?
10:30?
Just kidding. Yeah. No, we can do one before.
So, have a good one, everybody.
Right, Jay? Can we do one before?
Well, you said Trudy's at 6, right?
Well, yeah. We can't do it with Trudy. That's only
Trudy will be a no-show.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
You're stuck with me again.
Yep. Yep, stuck with the same old show. Too bad. But, hey, you put up with us all this time. I suppose you can handle another day. Trudy was bummed, too. Trudy wants to do it. She would be here every day, I swear.
Well, Beasley wouldn't know, would they?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there, to be honest.
I don't either.
I mean, change is always kind of funky and
a
little tricky. I mean, I hope it works out, because Greater Media was a great place to work.
There's good people there, too, still.
Yeah, there's still a lot of people we like and a lot of our friends. I'm sure they'll work out. I'm sure they'll do fine.
I'm getting all their documentation, so I think that they might believe that I still work there.
What do you mean?
I've been getting...
You're getting a paycheck?
I've not paychecks, but I've been getting all the packets of papers.
Really? What do you mean?
I just big old packets about how the transfer, how I need, how the transfer.
Oh, they want to put you on Cobra, right?
No, this is actually specific to.
You think you're an employee?
Yeah, to really? My 401k.
No, well, they sent me a couple things like
they
that.
They shifted
too.
Our 401k. I got that packet too. So you're not so special.
Hey, wait.
What?
Your 401k is going to Beasley?
Well, they have a different bank taking it over and managing the account.
That wouldn't happen to me, would it?
Did you roll over your 401k?
No, I left it in Greater Media.
It's probably in your mailbox. I just got it like 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I was still employed.
Apparently what happened is that he was laid off 5 years ago and no one ever told him about it. But through some kind of glitch in the payroll department, he still gets a paycheck.
Can I still leave my 401k in Greater Media?
Well, you can leave it wherever it is, just a different bank, man. You can move it anytime you want.
Yeah, we can't actually find a record of him being a current employee here.
This is Radio for One at its best.
I know, it really is.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Have a good one, everybody. See you tomorrow.
See you.